Testing. Is this thing on?
Well, it's just getting started. Remember in the 90s how like computers took like 25 minutes to start?
Yeah.
But oh, everything was better in the 90s. Yeah, okay, sure. Okay, well, we've had a week off for no apparent reason because, well, we my mom's busy. Just lazy.
Got
She's
busy
just
living.
Straight lazy. And even my mom has a podcast. Hi, I'm Imperial Lord Sith of the Dark Side Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
How you doing?
Pretty good. What are they calling you lately? The Death...
Death Note.
Oh, gosh.
So
why?
There's an anime series. Actually, you guys might like it. It's a reverse mystery.
What's okay? that mean?
So in the show, there's this guy, and I actually remember this pretty decently. I watched it all a few years ago, okay? So this came out about...
Reverse mystery.
This came out about 2006, okay? And it's one season. This college kid, he's like studying criminology or to be an attorney or something like this, okay?
Like the guy that killed the kids in Iowa? Gosh.
Yeah, well, he's Japanese, though.
Okay.
So it's just a little bit different, but, you know, a little bit more of a polite murderer. Well... He gets this book from this demon. This demon drops a notebook into the world. And if you write a name in it, that person dies instantly.
Ooh.
So then he starts using that. He starts like all the criminals and stuff. And then people are afraid to commit crimes or they don't know who's doing this. And then they put together a task force to try to figure out who's behind this.
They should hire him, the police.
And he's actually, they didn't know, but he's in charge of the task force and stuff.
Oh, really?
It's they've had I think Netflix has twice tried to reboot this in failed efforts to Americanize it.
It's animated, right?
It's animated.
They
yes.
need to make it into a movie, a show.
They've tried. Now they have a movie series in I think Japan or China, maybe even both. They've had it in live action movie series.
Okay.
And on Netflix, they've done Netflix movie of it.
Okay.
I think this might be the first time Netflix has rebooted one of their own movie attempts. I think they may have done that already.
And what's
this.
It called? The
It's called Death Note. Now, do you know why people are calling me Death Note?
Yes, because the other night at dinner
we were sitting at dinner, and I said, "You know who I think is going to die next? Hulk Hogan." I took out my phone and tweeted. I still call it tweeting. I don't like post on X. Tweeting on Twitter, I put. Who's the third man? Hulk Hogan. Hashtag next celebrity death guess. And then what happened?
The next day, he had a heart attack, a fatal heart attack.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that.
That's now, pretty scary.
It kind of came to me. Look, I figured out that
you have ESP.
You can't go around trying to actively do this. It either comes to you or it doesn't. There isn't any fine tuning this.
You got powers.
There have been some weird occurrences with stuff, okay?
I know.
The first instance of this, I do recall you were on the phone and this was regarding Oma, that'd be my grandma. She had a cat that died named Meow.
Meow.
Not Chairman Mao. Meow.
No, it was Mao.
Mao?
Uh-huh.
Mao Zedong?
I think it was Mao. That's what they called him.
I think it's M-E-O-W.
We'll have to ask Dad. I don't know.
Okay, so somehow I knew Meow died, okay?
Well, yeah, I think he might have powers.
But the other weird thing about that is, in like 1996, we're driving to her house, okay?
Uh-huh.
As we get into her neighborhood, I just had this vision that she had a new kitten named Homer.
And she did.
We get to... A minute later, we pull up to the house. We get out. Oh, hi. Well, hey, take a look at this. My new kitten, Homer.
That's weird.
And I just somehow knew it. Now, here's what I found is that was weird because it was like I knew it. It wasn't something I was thinking of. It's like you don't think of your name. You know your name.
Right.
There's a difference here.
Right.
I don't think that there's a
it's
way
like
I can
muscle
really
memory
tap into
or
this.
Something.
There is a muscle memory thing happening too with stuff because like I can forget the code for the garage door opener on right. the outside, but if I walk up to it, I know where to push.
Yeah.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
So there's weird things about this. Now I correctly predicted Hulk Hogan dying. I'm not really getting the media attention I should for that. Really?
Well, it's kind of sad picking a death. It's not a positive thing.
I mean, I keep trying to predict that William Daniels is going to die.
Why don't you voice pick, of like, Knight Rider, the stock market? Stock's going to go up and get filthy rich.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a whole nother thing. I was thinking, though, a few weeks back, I was thinking, whenever they do a time travel movie, the people have to pretend that they're normal, right?
Yeah.
Marty McFly travels back to the 50s. He has to try to fit in or something, right?
Yeah, with his Calvin Klein underwear.
What if you had like a TV show or an anime series or something where the guy's from the future and everybody knows it? And it's like, and that was like
the
sitcom funny character, okay?
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's from 10 years from now. He already knows all the answers to the test or whatever. Or, you know, like, hold on. You don't want to make me mad today. It's like, wait a minute. Okay, fine. We'll let you have an extra ice cream scoop or something like that. Like, what if there was a kid that was from the future and he used it against people like that?
Or he used it for his benefit, which I don't know. You couldn't do that because they wouldn't let you place bets and stuff.
Well, if they knew he's from the future, it'd be like, nope, he's not allowed.
Nope.
No horse like race Las betting Vegas, for Billy get, over there.
They won't let you in some casinos and stuff.
Okay, well, I do want to kind of show you something I got in the mail yesterday.
That is so nice.
This is the Koops Ultra Slim carrying case for the Switch 2.
And it is sharp. It looks now, very
I'll
masculine.
Tell you this. The zippers are or a little
sharp.
Are a little,
I mean, it would be okay for women too.
They
it's like
really
a tweed jacket.
Went into this with the zippers. The zippers are like hidden, okay?
It is
and
very nice.
And it's a little
nice.
Tough to unzip, but as I'm using it, it's getting a little easier. But
wow.
There's space to carry 8 game cards. Or
that
game key cards
classy.
If you're one
That's
of those people.
That's not the word I'm looking for, classy.
Yeah. So this is like one of the slimmest ones you can get, really. It's really
you know, that would fit in a suitcase good or a briefcase, a backpack. It's just really nice.
That's a kind of more upscale adultish look about
price.
It, right? So, yeah.
Very impressive.
It has some hard...
Heaven knows a bunch of adult men are playing video games.
It really seems like this will do a good job protecting your Switch, too. If you want to throw this in a bag, it's pretty nice for that.
Yeah, it's really
doesn't
nice.
Have any kind of auxiliary handles. Doesn't. One of the things I like about this is as soon as you unzip it, you're good to go.
You know, you can.
You don't have to undo a flap. There's no other kind of weird thing that could clink around inside.
Honestly, it would look slim. Fine just sitting like on the console by the TV. I mean, it looks very nice.
So that's the Koops Ultra Slim carrying case, and they sent me that. And thanks for the case there, Koops. I'll have a link for you to purchase that on Amazon if you want to pick one up or take a cool. look or something. Yep. In case our one viewer wants to look at that.
Oh, yeah, maybe we'll get more viewers.
Well, so the weird thing about that is, let's get into the news. Nintendo's raising the prices of the Switch effective immediately.
How much?
Price is already... reflected at Target.
Target's got them up already.
Target has already adjusted the prices up. On the original Switch, the original Switch has gone up from $299.99, it was $300, to $34.
Right. Wow, that's quite a increase.
This is technology from 2017 in 2025.
But
let's
if they're
raise
buying
the
them from China, they cost the tariff.
Nothing makes sense. When in the 90s, when a Super Nintendo was a few years old, let's knock $100 off. Now they're like, I see these charts and they're like, nobody's buying the Xbox or the PlayStation 5. Everybody's buying the
let's
Switch
raise
too.
Raise the price.
Well, yeah. Who buys the old console when it's 5 years old?
Unless your grandma, and you out. Buy the wrong one for your kid for Christmas.
So
your grandkid
they haven't
Christmas.
Raised the price yet on the Switch too, but look. You have to be a little stupid to be buying the first Switch at this point, especially when it's more
well, that's
money.
That's all you can afford.
Don't buy old tech that's already outdated. It's already been replaced and they're raising the price on it. Like, let's wrap our heads around this, okay?
That's weird.
It's bizarre. So they're also going to raise some prices on other things. The Joy-Con 2, that's the controls that come apart on the Switch 2.
Uh-huh.
They're now $100.
Wow.
Yeah. So the Switch 2 itself will probably go up in price too. They have an alarm clock. It was $100. They call it Alarmo.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds kind of cute. Like you're in bed and it starts playing like some soft music or whatever. And it watches you. And as you start getting out of bed, it sounds like Mario collecting more coins until he gets to a 1-up when he's standing off the side.
Yeah, that's neat.
So it encourages you to get out of the bed.
Yeah, that's good. We needed that when you kids were in school, trying to get you up for
bed.
Well,
that was $100. Now it's $110.
Dang.
It's just a very weird upside down model in which as things become older and obsolete, let's raise the price on them.
Crazy.
That's not certainly against the... I think this is a side effect of the shareholder comes first versus the consumer comes first.
I don't know what they're thinking.
That seems to be the way that businesses are ran now. So, in other news, now, do you know who Sydney Sweeney is?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Well, yeah, I do.
So, she's in these really bad American Eagle jean commercials, okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't really have one here, but...
What company? American Jean?
American Eagle. Who I thought might have been out of business or, malls.
Well, they're still in the mall. But
are they?
I think so. I don't ever go to the mall, but...
Well, so everything she touches seems to go up in stock price there. They've got... Their shares have gone up.
Do you think she's cute?
She does. She looks kind of average, really. Now, the thing that bothers me about this is her hideous jeans. Those jeans... She's wearing jeans that I've had blankets that fit better.
Well, that's the new style. They're supposed to be big.
I've never seen a girl wear jeans that just make it look like she's wearing a sack.
Well, they're weird. They're like, there's some that look like stovepipes.
So they say, she has great jeans. Then you have these black celebrities are going around saying that this is thinly veiled racism. It's racist coded.
Because
it's a white person saying she has good jeans.
Oh, brother.
See, don't you see what they're trying to say right there? She has the blue eyes, the blonde hair. She's white. Don't you see what they're saying? Basically, they're saying Nazi is what they're saying. So,
oh, brother.
I think that they intentionally did that because they knew that they could trigger people into reacting more to what
gets more
marketing.
Sells more jeans. G-E-A-N-S.
The fallout, that everybody's being distracted by, is she actually driving the Ford Mustang GT350 in the ad? Are her jeans... good because she has blue eyes or something like this.
Oh,
the real controversy should be these hideous jeans, right?
You know it's her boobs that everybody likes.
I don't understand why they managed to distract everybody to sell ugly jeans is what they've somehow managed to do there.
Have you seen the jeans? It's like they're wrapped around you. They're like a huge pair of jeans and they're like wrapped sideways around you.
That might be what she's wearing.
Wow, they're weird.
This looks bizarre. Also... Now you guys have no excuse. South Park leaving HBO Max, and it is now on Paramount Plus, which you have Paramount Plus. Dad's like, hey, did you hear about South Park? They were making fun of Trump, and then he couldn't find the video. Well, now that video's up on Paramount Plus.
I'll probably watch it tonight.
Well, you probably won't, but I'm telling you, you don't have any excuse. Now, you guys talk a big game about, isn't this great? It's making fun of Trump, and then you don't pay attention to it, right?
Right.
You know who Liam Neeson's dating?
Who?
Pamela Anderson.
Really?
Yes.
Are they about the same age? Probably.
He's older. They met making the Naked Gun movie with Liam Neeson.
Let me see.
Well, that's as much as you can
see. He's doing pretty good, I'd say.
So his wife died. She fell skiing.
Yeah, she hit her head.
Hit her head skiing and then died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him. I'm glad he's got somebody he cares about.
And is this going to be a sleeper hit, this movie? What do you think?
You see everything I'm hearing, it's supposed to be a hit. So
first,
how's it doing in the box
office? It's the highest rated Rotten Tomatoes. If you have take any stock in Rotten Tomatoes scores, it's got 100%.
That's awesome.
So it's the highest rated comedy.
Have you seen it?
The decade? No. I don't think you actually have to go to theaters to see this. You can do a at-home rental for like $25.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're going to pay $25, go sit in the theater and enjoy, get the
experience. No, but if three people watch it on your rental, your house, that's going to be cheaper than going to the movie theater, right?
The experience.
Do you know how long this movie is?
How long?
85 minutes.
Well, that's not very long.
That's really short.
That's an hour and what?
I typically find that...
25 minutes?
If the movie's that short, you might feel kind of ripped off.
That's true. You probably have half the movie
because you're paying the same price.
30 minutes for ads now, they're saying.
You're paying the same price whether it was a three-hour movie or an hour-and-a-half movie.
Didn't AMC say they're going to have 30 minutes of commercials before all their shows? So you go, Gosh, the commercials are.
There needs to be some laws about how many trailers can be in front of a movie, because they can pack 20 minutes of trailers there. Yep. There's the commercials beforehand, right?
Right.
Now, I also want laws on the number of production company logos. There's a terrible movie that supposedly stars Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jackie Chan. It's a Chinese movie. They're in a scene, and then the rest of the movie's totally unrelated, okay? Mm-hmm. It has probably 50 production logos at the front from all the different financiers.
Yeah, well, hey, they've got to get their logo on there.
So they all of that animation, look, I'll give you maybe two or three production company logos. The rest of you get a credit at the end written in plain white font on black or something.
Well, okay? How about just one screen with all of them on there looking really cool?
It's just really tacky. It's really gotten obscene, and it's a big turnoff, and it makes it to where you now wait 45 minutes after the movie's supposed to have started for a movie to start.
I know.
To go somewhere. It's hideous.
And if they do it at the end, I know you like to watch at the end in case there's an extra scene thrown in, which is fun. But
well, there are websites that tell you whether or not there's something at the end of the movie for the credits, so you know if you can get up and leave or not.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What are the websites called?
I don't know. You tell me, is there something after the credits or something?
Okay.
Now, originally, I believe Roger Ebert called that a monk's reward.
Oh, that's neat.
If you had the patience of a monk, you could sit through the credits and get a scene at the end.
Yeah.
This was coined on what movie? For to refer
the
to
monk's
what movie?
Reward. I don't know.
Outlander? The Muppet movie.
The Muppets?
The Muppets had a post-credit scene.
Oh.
And before that, I don't think that there was a mainstream hit movie that did that. So you typically didn't have anything at the end. Now, we were saying, kind of making fun of the 90s there, but, you know, one benefit of the 90s, there wasn't a whole lot of sit through the 8 minutes of credits for a scene at the end, right?
Right. Let's go to the movies. Remember that? And the little ice, the drink would dance and the candy wrappers do a little dance.
No, I think it was let's go to the lobby.
Oh, that's it. Let's go
and get ourselves a snack. Now, you're already at the movies.
Right. Let's go to the lobby.
It doesn't, it's not quite like that. Let's go to the lobby. Let's go to the lobby. What the way you have like the wrong beat there.
Sorry, but you've got it right.
It's really bizarre.
I'm agreeing with you. You're right.
Okay. I think it is time that we play a little game. All right.
All right.
And this is a game we're going to call.
What year?
What year?
Is this one of your favorites?
Yeah, pretty much so. I'm good at
pretty,
it.
Pretty much so?
Pretty much so.
All right.
Nah, he's cute. No, not really. How'd I say that?
Okay, well, with that in mind, here's our first song, okay?
Okay.
Now, we're playing with the new rules. These are five songs from the same year.
And I get 1 year before and 1 year after leeway.
You say that, but I don't
say
that.
I'm like Trump negotiating with these other countries.
Have you heard this before?
Yeah.
No, you have. This is like a TikTok type song people play on videos.
Is it techno rock or something?
All right, so that's the first one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the next one.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be.
Had you heard this?
No. But
now I'm gone, but
you haven't heard this?
No. I like it.
Next to me, 1 degree of separation. I hate your back together. And if that's true, you'll just have to taste me when he's kissing you.
Okay, so you haven't heard that before.
Yeah.
All right, next, third song. Here we go. Have you heard this?
No.
Say that we are nothing, but you know the truth, and guess I'm the fool.
All right, well, it sounds like you hate that one.
No, I like it too. I like them.
Fourth song.
Just one more
think I've heard this one.
Where'd you hear this?
I don't know, but I think I've heard it. So he said 24. Does it mean 2024?
No. All right, here comes the fifth song.
Okay.
Now this one rips off a song that you like, so at some point you'll start to recognize the lyrics, okay? Hold on, you'll start to recognize the lyrics at one point here. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what the year.
All right, so do we have a guess here for what year?
Well, I'm thinking like 1999. Then I'm thinking maybe more into the 2000s, so 1999, I guess. I don't think that's wrong. More like, how about 2009?
2009. I like The Way You Kiss Me by Artemis, Taste by Sabrina Carpenter, Good Luck Babe, Chappelle Roan, End of Beginning by DJO. I don't know how that's pronounced. However, this is a side project of a guy, an actor named Joe Keery. He's the breakout character from Stranger Things, which you two refused to watch.
Oh.
And he was in a Domino's commercial where dad's like, that guy's going to be a huge star. And I'm like, you don't know who that is. And he thought he was Harry Styles. But it turns out this guy actually had a hit song also. And Moonlight by Lisa. Now, that sounds like a normal name. Or it's Moonlit Floor by Lisa. Okay. Uh-huh. She's in a K-pop band called Blackpink.
Okay.
2024.
Really? Well, yeah. I heard the 2024 in the song.
I thought, well, that might be some kind of hint thing for her, but she unhinted herself.
Well, I got closer. Yeah, that was hard
I think you can't give yourself a win on that, can you?
Nope, I did not win that one.
What year?
I was going to tell you, though, last night on YouTube, we watched Jim Carrey on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. What year? I don't know. It would have been probably 1980s or something like that. Yeah, he was pretty young. But he did like all these impersonations, and I hadn't seen this clip before. He started out with Elvis, which is awesome. Everybody says like he's the best Elvis impersonator. But he even did, he did Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy, and it was singing Rainbow Connection. I mean, he was awesome. And they gave him a lot of time. Like, I'm not sure how long, but it was a pretty big set. And I just was really impressed with him.
It may have well been in the mid-80s because in, I think, early 84, he had a show on NBC called The Duck Factory. I think it was about a guy who was like a struggling comic strip creator or something.
I kind of remember that.
And it failed. And then it just kind of seems like that he had a few other thing, little projects that seemed like they might be the thing that gets him going. And then, it 10 years later, really big year for him, 1994. He had three huge hit comedies
in
1 year.
The Mask.
What were the movies called?
The Mask, and I don't know, what were the others?
Ace.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
And It's What I Call You All the Time.
See, Fry?
No. Dumb.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, he is so talented. I thought, no wonder he became a big star.
He had a very stretchy face.
Very could control his face and his impersonations. I mean, some people do impersonations and it sounds like him, but he got their gestures and their facial expressions done really good.
Well, I think he really started to blow up with a sort of combative show competing against Saturday Night Live. You know what it was called on Fox?
No, I don't remember.
In
Living Color?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Where he was the token white guy?
I don't remember.
And he had a character named Fire Marshal Bill. And he had, I don't even think they put makeup on him. He just made his face look kind of Joe Biden burn victim looking, bit between Joe Biden and Freddy Krueger. And he talked about fire safety and then here's what not to do and then catches fire, whatever, things like that.
I guess I would always watch Saturday Night Live.
So there's actually someone pointed something out in Liar Liar from I think 97. There's a scene in Liar Liar at the end where he's getting carted off of an airplane. He had to stop an airplane or something. Okay, that's the movie where he has to tell the truth or something, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
And he's being carted off in a stretcher, okay? And there's firefighters in the background, and he's one of the firefighters as Fire Marshal Bill.
Oh, man.
So they had somebody else in the under the gurney or what, you know, in the car, and then just for a second, he's in the background.
Messing with you.
And I mean, it was just sort of what they'd call an Easter egg or, you know, I guess that would be a fun gag, but not something I think most people were aware of happening in the movie. They don't do that these days. They would definitely have a multi camera setups of that, you know, there'd be several shots to make sure you knew it was his character. Yeah. And
they've dumbed he'd have down a close everything. Up.
He'd say a catchphrase, you know, all that sort of stuff would happen.
Like, you know, Alfred Hitchcock, he was always like in, he always did a cameo, but.
Now, when the directors did the cameo thing, they're not walking a dog in the background now. They go up and they have the line and they interact and all this other garbage. So, yeah, I mean, maybe some things were a little better in the 90s.
Maybe.
Right?
Some things. Hey, I was going to tell, last night for dinner, I fixed Korean barbecue, which is like beef steak. I usually use like a Korean or a strip. I'm not a Korean, a sirloin or a strip steak. And I slice it up real thin. And, man, it is really good. I use this Bibigo. I can't say it. How do you say that?
The jersey sponsor for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, Bibigo. Korean barbecue marinade sauce. And it is so good. We're having leftovers tonight. And rice.
Yeah, which isn't bad.
No, it's tasty.
It's a pretty good sauce. How do we really come across that?
I just tried it. I saw it in the store, and I thought, you know, that looks good. So we tried it.
I'll tell you how we came across it.
Yeah.
Kroger keeps pulling items that we buy.
Yeah.
We found that they had a Korean barbecue sauce.
That
and
rocks.
We're like, wow, that was really good.
Everybody
Never
else found
saw it,
it
again.
You know, everybody else found it too. I think you have to special order it or something, buy it for delivery.
I've got to go. I've got a list. You just made the list. That's what Chris Jericho says. Okay, he has when he was last with WWE, he had this list of Jericho.
Okay. Yeah,
and they actually sold the clipboard in their store. You can get a list of Jericho. He'd go out to the ring and it's actually a really good bit because he'd go out there and there'd be this other, he's from Canada and there's this other Canadian wrestler and he's like, Hey, you know what happens when guys come into the ring and they wear goofy looking jean shorts? You know what happens? You know what happens?
Shorts.
You just made the list. And then the other people would react like they got punched just
that's
now. Like,
neat.
No, I don't know. I don't want to be on the list. No. Like, that's a really good reaction for that, right?
Yeah.
So they called that the list of Jericho. It was really over. You know what over is?
Over the top.
If something is over, it's actually not well named because it's over sounds like it's not cool anymore. Uh-huh. That's so over.
Yeah.
If you're over with the crowd, then you're big with the crowd. Then it's
good. Oh, really?
Good. You want to be over.
Good.
You want to be over.
I'm over.
You think you're over.
I'm overweight.
Okay, so I'm going to read a list of items that they've gotten rid of from the grocery store.
That we were purchasing. Do the fries like it? Oh, let's get rid of it.
This is a pretty extensive list right here, okay? Now, some of this has kind of come back. Most of it has not. I'm pretty sure Dillon's, a Kroger subsidiary, does not carry anymore Rembrandt Simply White toothpaste, Mountain Dew Throwback, Metrix Bars, the cookie dough, SodaStream Energy Mix, Sargento Mozzarella Cheddar Cheese Sticks, Gringo Bandito Hot Sauce, Mission Jalapeno Wraps, Keebler Soft Batch Cookies, possibly Pillsbury Toaster Strudel Cinnamon, the Edie's Nestle Chocolate Chip Cookie Dough Ice Cream. They don't carry that. Ritz Bits peanut butter is getting really hard to find around there. The Ritz Bits and peanut butter. No, they'll carry two kinds of cheese, but not a peanut butter. And what I'm drinking right now, they just got rid of Ghost OG.
Right.
You know what OG stands for?
No.
So this is Ghost Energy Drink, and OG stands for original gangster.
Oh.
You know the guy who talks about getting car insurance from this car shield company and the commercials and stuff? You know what that guy's name is? He's on Law and Order SVU.
Ice-T. Right?
He coined the phrase original gangster.
Oh, he did?
So he is the original gangster. All right?
He's pretty cool.
So I'm drinking it right now. Hadn't had a ghost before. It's pretty good. It's very sweet.
Does it have a flavor? And does it have caffeine in it?
Now, I think there's caffeine. It says natural caffeine, so it's 5 calories, all right?
Well, that's good.
But it has zero sugar. It tastes like it has a lot of sugar. They call their brand Ghost because they don't have, like, any artificial ingredients. Like, they don't have artificial coloring and stuff.
Okay.
They have another thing I was eating there.
So you can see through
that
it.
That was pretty good.
What was that?
They had a Ghost cereal.
Yeah.
It was like vanilla cereal pellets. I don't know what else you'd call those. And marshmallows.
Yeah.
And it was actually
a protein cereal.
I think it was high protein. No sugar cereal. It tasted
an adult
really good.
Kid cereal.
They don't carry it anymore.
That's you, an adult
it
kid.
It also wasn't outrageously priced, but they had this drink on clearance and it was not cheap still. So, yeah, that's what happens when you go to the grocery store now. If we pick up items, you guys ain't going to be getting
like
them.
It's like it's doomed.
All right, do you have a quote for me?
I do. Let me get real fast here.
These quotes are always ready to go, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm just so good at getting them ready to go. No, that's not it. Do you know what I love most about baseball? The pine tar, the resin, the grass, the dirt. And that's just in the hot dogs.
Billy Crystal?
Nope, he had a late night show.
Do you know why I said Billy Crystal?
Because he played a movie about baseball, right?
No, he was a professional baseball player.
He was.
I believe he played for the Yankees. Wow. For one day in spring training in his 60s.
Huh, just for publicity?
I think he had to pay them like $250,000 probably, or something. Like there was like some kind of thing.
So, but he did play when he was younger?
No.
Oh.
But he wanted to play for the Yankees. And I thought, Yankees, that's weird, because in City Slickers, he's wearing a Mets cap, right? So what, which is
probably
it?
Wardrobe, just gave him the hat.
I don't know. Yeah. All right, so this person likes the baseball?
Yeah.
Are they alive?
Yes.
They're alive and they like the baseball.
And they have facial hair now.
They have facial hair now. So not a woman.
No.
Unless, well, I can't think of.
Well, they could have facial hair.
If Rosie O'Donnell start growing facial hair. No, I don't think so. I don't think Ellen started growing
have
facial hair.
Have you guessed one guess or two?
I've guessed Billy Crystal.
Okay.
And they're alive. You think they like baseball.
Well, they like baseball and they apparently don't like hot dogs.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, are they?
Did you hear me say late night host? Former late night host.
Former late night host.
I'm giving
Conan
it to
O'Brien.
You. No, you have one more guess. That's it.
Jay Leno.
Nope. David Letterman.
Hmm.
The beard, dear. The beard.
Oh right. Well, Conan sometimes has a beard.
Does he?
Jay Leno, no. But yeah. Okay.
Is it a string beard?
You do the string dance, but you cut the wrong string.
I know.
And it's awful. Yeah.
We had to get a video of that.
Oh, I don't. If I did, you'd be like, no, don't do it. I don't want to get a video. No, not me. I don't have my makeup on.
Bye bye now. That was good, huh?
Well, that's a longer one right there, a longer episode.
I wrote down a list of things to talk about, so I said a few things. I didn't.
You
say
kept
anything.
You kept butting in, but you know what? Then I got it, and then this happened.
Can I talk about something?